Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Letter Number 6438. Now, the Rebbe got all kinds of letters. People had financial hardship. Some people turned to the Rebbe. With different. So in this case, Baruch Hashem, dated the 6th of Menachem of Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. Now, this letter was written by the son, who writes in his father's name. So the son is writing for the father to the Rebbe. And what he says over there is that the father found a match for his son. I guess that's him. Found him a wife. And he accepted upon himself the expenses that were connected to a wedding, to managing, to be there, and even though he says this was something beyond his abilities, he can't pay for it. I'm not sure what he means. The wedding expenses, perhaps, that he can't pay for the wedding expenses, and he's asking the Rebbe help in this. So, I don't know, he's asking the Rebbe for a donation, or I guess maybe the wife's family or the bride's family, they committed to something, he committed, and maybe he can't keep to his part of the deal. And the son is writing on his father's behalf to the Rebbe. Okay, so first the Rebbe corrects him. He says, this that you say, that this is above your ability, saying you can't give the money that you committed that you need to in order to do this wedding for your son. So the Rebbe says this is not really accurate, that this is beyond your ability. Why? Because the Rebbe says, since the Torah instructed. Now, the Torah, as the Rebbe says, is a Torah's Chaim. It's a Torah for life. In other words, it gives us advice in life how to live. If the Torah says that a father is obligated to marry off his son, find a woman for it. It's your obligation. It's the obligation of a father to marry their son. And also, the Torah has told us that Hashem does not come with unfounded expectations from His created being, meaning that the Eberster, Hashem, provides for those things that the Torah says that a father has to do for a son. One of them is to marry her off. So for sure that the expense which is connected to the Torah, which you need in order to fulfill this obligation, that is within your possibility. You can't say this is not beyond my possibility. Although it's possible that temporarily you don't see with your eyes how you can pay this kind of bills, but don't say it's not possible, because it is possible. Because if this is your obligation from the Torah definitely gave you the ways to fulfill its mitzvahs, or else the Torah doesn't come with unbounded expectation. However, the second point the Rebbe says that you make, so based on the saying of our sages, it says that anybody who would take a coin from Eov, Job, the famous character in the Ksuvim, that he was a very righteous man and he was afflicted, but the Gemara says anybody who would take a coin from him would be blessed. Why? Because he was a very wholesome, straight, God-fearing man and turned away. Those are languages the Pasuk says. He was an Ish Tam V'yoshar V'rei L'kim V'sur Mera. He stayed away from evil. He was a very special person. So if you take a coin from them, you get blessed. That coin has a special Sgula, it has a special significance to bring you blessings. So same thing the Rebbe says, applies to our Rebbes, our leaders, with the titles that the Rebbe writes for the Rebbes. And as I heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the Prince of Israel, Nasi Yisrael, with the titles here. And he says that our sages specifically say, they didn't say a large amount. They say specifically, the sages say, if you take a pruta is a small, that's the smallest coin, it's like a penny. So if you take a pruta, you're blessed. So therefore, that means that the quantity is not what determines, but who gives you that pruta? The one, if you get it from a tzaddik, that helps. So the Rebbe says, I am enclosing here a check from one of the funds of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the Nasi Yisrael, and our sages can be trusted that the Chazal, that their staying would be fulfilled, that this pruta will be bring blessing to reach the necessary means to pay the bills. And so the Rebbe is basically helping him. And we know the Rebbe's custom was, even the Rebbe's attributing it to his father-in-law, but certainly whatever the Rebbe said about his father-in-law could be applied to the Rebbe himself. So the Rebbe would always give out dollars. You know, many of us got dollars from the Rebbe. So that dollar, even though the Rebbe gave it for tzedakah, but that still had that quality of, if you take a coin from a tzaddik, something then that brings blessing. That's why people hold on to their dollar and many dollars, and that's all for good blessings for themselves. So the Rebbe finishes up that, for sure, you know the three classes of Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya that are known, and please keep them from here and on. And the Rebbe says in many other letters, these chitas are a good omen for many, many other things, for many, many blessings. So he needs a blessing. So the Rebbe says, first of all, it's your obligation to marry off your son, and the necessary expenses, those are part when Hashem has an expectation. And if that's an expectation, then the Torah doesn't come with unfounded, unreasonable expectation or demands, so you can do it. Even though right now you say you don't see how you can do it, but you could do it. And as far as asking for help, so the Rebbe gives him a check. It doesn't say for how much. I'm sure the Rebbe's check was more than a pruta. It was more than a coin. But the Rebbe is basically saying the amount isn't the important thing here. The important thing is the comes from the Rebbe, and this should bring you blessings. And Rebbe encourages him for keeping the three classes. The Rebbe blesses for good news in all of the above, and this is in the name of the Rebbe by Aleph Kvint, who was the secretary.